Hey, Justin.
Andros, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm at a campground in the Netherlands. I'm like in my caravan, recording from my iPhone. I've put a pause in my vacation because I need some updates.
I didn't know there was camping in the Netherlands. I knew about the farming, but I didn't know about the camping.
Yeah, man, we're a big caravan community over here. It's pretty uncanny.
How's your sobriety there? I mean, are we are am I talking to like Andros, who's taking a bunch of mushrooms, or what's going on there, right?
I'm just as I said, I've taken a pause in my vacation just for this call. Anything else I do before and after this call is simply probably not good to have a public record of. You know what I'm saying?
I do know. I know what you're saying. Yes, yes.
Jack Smith is still on the prowl. I could get indicted. You don't know.
You don't. You never know. You never know. So I guess let's get into it, huh?
Yeah, so all right. For those of you who don't know, first of all, we are the marketing geeks. And second of all, we're going to tell you all about Justin's huge what is it? Your project?
My 30-day challenge. My 30-day
Yes.
AI challenge.
And we'll get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Andrew Sturgeon.
And I am Justin Womack.
We are the Marketing Geeks.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay, so you started this challenge a little over a week ago, and you did what?
So far, I've done a lot of the groundwork, we'll call it. We're going to call it the groundwork. It's been a lot of like research and not as much action, and I don't have the tangible results that I should be having at this stage. Luckily for me, I'm a master procrastinator, notorious, very, very elite skilled at procrastination. So there's still a lot of hope for this challenge.
All right. And why don't you lay it on me? Why don't you lay it on me? What are the first of all, what was the challenge? Like, really break it down, and where are you with it? Where were you supposed to be, and where are you now?
So the challenge is to monetize using AI over the course of 30 days. How much money can be generated using only AI and no existing resources like a email list or customer base, things like that, to build revenue. And where I am at right now, I should be at this point, according to AI, I should have had a digital course that was completed, and it should be available to the public for sale. That is not the case right now. I do have a digital course that is basically written for me. So I've done like that part of it. But as far as recording the content goes, that has not occurred as of this stage. Also, I've been diving a lot into this Hugging Face platform. So huggingface.co is like GitHub, where you get these access to AI models, but you have to do it in like programming language. You have to work in like Python and work in command prompts. And that's new for me. So I'm having to teach myself this stuff. I probably invested about 12 hours trying to learn how to set up a voice cloning platform in Python via Hugging Face. And I've made progress here. I mean, I've got some things that are sort of working and some things that are not working, but we're just not making the progress that I should be because we're already getting to a point where monetization needs to happen if it's going to happen. And my challenge is in jeopardy at this stage of failing.
Okay, so what do you think is the hang up? Like w this is where AI cannot help you. What is the roadblock, would you say?
I would say the roadblock is recording content. And I think I often get challenged with family life and but also just making excuses. I think I make personal excuses, but I also have, I have real roadblocks and I have imaginary roadblocks that go on. when the family's home, it's very hard to record content and do a lot of the stuff I do. You know, ever since having a child, I've never really 100% adapted to the business and having a and being a parent thing. To this day, you know, we're 5 years in to this, and I still haven't really figured out how to make that efficiently work. Because when I'm around my son, it's like he gets my full attention, and he demands it often. So it does make things challenging, but it's also a little bit of an excuse too, I think.
So have you been able to talk to ChatGPT and ask it how to solve this particular quandary that you might be having?
No, I have not. And perhaps that is where my time should be spent, is figuring this out so that I can then open up my time to do incredible things in the future.
Yeah, that's right. So how far behind would you say you are at this point with your 30-day experiment?
I am... It's not good. It's not quite dire yet. It's approaching dire. It's approaching that point because I mean, if we're talking about monetization, I need to be making sales here, and they really need to happen this week. So we are approaching that point, but we're not quite there yet. There is hope. I am I am notorious as a master procrastinator, but a successful one also. So I believe I'm still going to get this done.
Can you monetize your procrastination somehow?
Huh. I got to ask ChatGPT about that. That is a great, great question. Because if I can, that would change the game.
And I'm sure that you will do it probably tomorrow.
So some of the other things. So because I've been spending so much time with my son and other than today, so today he's in daycare, but other than today, he's going to be home with me all week because he's in between preschool and kindergarten. He starts kindergarten on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's home this week. So except today, I was able to get him into daycare. He's kind of pushing me in different directions that are kind of fun, though. So I'm making projects out of spending time with him. So we launched him a YouTube channel just a couple days ago. So I used AI to kind of write the description of that. We created a logo using AI art for YouTube. So some of the stuff for Jacob is going to be pretty, pretty awesome. So Jacob T-Rex, the YouTube channel, is live. It doesn't have a lot of content yet, but we're working on that right now. And we're also, he woke up this last weekend and he said, "Daddy, I want to write a book."
Oh.
And I want people to be able to buy it in a store. So I said, "I don't know about a store, but we could get it on Amazon." And so we worked, he gave me, I recorded him giving me prompts for a compilation book of short stories. We got the book basically written. We've been drawing pictures for it. So we've got about 90% of that is done, and we're going to get that launched on Amazon too. So that's going to be, so maybe some of this revenue is going to come. Maybe Jacob will be out earning me, my son, by the time we're done with this challenge. We'll see.
Okay. So to sum up, if I'm hearing you correctly, what started as a 30-day challenge for you to make money is now you exploiting your child to make money. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds weird. But, you know, yeah, you're completely right. I even got yesterday, and I figured this out. I've been playing with OBS, and I got, which is the broadcasting software, the free...
Right.
Open source broadcasting software, free one.
Amazing software.
I got it all set up to stream or record Nintendo Switch. So I'm going to be, you know, Jacob plays a lot of Nintendo Switch. That is going to be monetized going forward. We're going to get him, or at least we're making content around it. We are going to be recording that. I got it so that he's in the pit. You know, I got a video. I got a camera on him. Got a camera on the Switch. Bam. That's all running. It's all operational.
Wow. Well, let's hope that, I don't know. Good luck, I guess. So,
well, even if I start getting distracted by, let's say, video games, perhaps I should be streaming or at least recording it and creating YouTube videos around that too. So, I mean, we're finding ways of, if we're going to procrastinate, let's at least create content around the procrastination, right?
Well, is it very well possible that you could just open up an OnlyFans? Because I'm sure people would love that.
It's on the table. I mean, I'm not going to rule it out at this point. I mean, I'm trying to maintain my modesty, of course, but I mean, the demand is there clearly. So it could happen. I just can't rule it out at this point.
Okay. Well, we will keep our listeners waiting. Thank you for the update. I am excited to know what happens next with your fantastic, whole experiment here.
Yeah. Well, the goal this week is to actually get that podcast course that we talked about recorded and done. I tried to look at ways of getting AI to read the course for me, just because I thought that would be quicker. But there's just no way of really doing that without reaching like these thresholds where I'm going to be spending money out of pocket to be recording AI content. So I need to just suck it up and record them myself.
Just do it, man. The time is ticking. Our listeners, our 7 listeners, are going to hold you to account.
I know, and I can't let them down. They are relying on this. I am their great hope, because if I can do this, anybody can do this. If a procrastinator like me can reach the 30-day challenge threshold and make money, then anything's possible.
That's it. All right. And then next week we will have another update to see how the update to the update went.
Yes. Stay tuned. Get excited, because things are about to pick up. Oh, by the way, I got access to Adobe Podcast. Finally, the real thing.
Oh, really?
I got access. I got access yesterday. So this is a separate note, separate from the challenge. But Adobe Podcast is that platform where we've been kind of playing with it, where it'll automatically kind of fix your audio for you, at least if in the beta test. But they actually rolled out the full version. It's got some cool things there. So I'll have to talk more about that maybe next week when we get back on the show.
Oh, sounds great. All right. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Andros Sturgeon.
And I am Justin Womack.
We are the Marketing Geeks, and we are out.
Stay classy.
Marketing Geeks, come on, bring your friends. We'll learn marketing from distant lands. Andros Sturgeon and Justin Womack, the fun will never end. It's Marketing Geeks.
Marketing Geeks.